My name is Oscar Blend, and I'm Deputy City Production Editor at the Evening Standard. It's certainly taken over quite a lot. I suppose what you're trying to find out is the difference between meeting sources in pubs and all that sort of stuff and getting stories that way and finding stories online.
Would you say it's important for a journalist these days to not just be able to find a story sort of in a pub or in a park or through a friend, but, you know, through data sets and files, government files, for example? They need to be used to using that sort of software.
Yes, I think it is very important, and certainly a lot of stories we get seem to come via Twitter and, observations which various reporters have made of Twitter posts. And, it used to be Facebook. And certainly for getting background information of people who are in the news, Facebook is very handy that way.
Yeah.
It's just become, much more digitised. And, obviously that serves its very useful purpose.
Would you say journalists today are prepared, when they go into a newsroom, to use this sort of computers and things?
Don't forget, for quite a long time, in a way it's getting better now, because there's much, much more sort of exclusive information available online. But there was, until quite recently, the ghastly sort of business of journalists merely sort of trotting out press releases which would be sent via internet. Mm. And I suppose that was, as it were, the beginning of digital journalism in a rather unsophisticated form. Mm. But it's become, there's a lot more sort of digging for stories and digging for news.
So it's become
more
sophisticated.
Far more resources. Yes.
As far as people that go into the industry, and say newspaper print in particular, that maybe don't have these skills, what about training? Do you think there's enough resource out there for training people up?
I suppose so. Those in charge of the newspapers, the editors and the managing editors, are certainly, quite keen for us. I received an email just the other day about going to a Twitter tutorial. Mm. Definitely we're encouraged to get our heads around every aspect of that.
Yeah. What about you personally? Do you like this new sort of trendy data journalism?
Well, its trendiness doesn't bother me. It's just I find it slightly intrusive, and I just get slightly bored by having stories flashed at me all the bloody time. And I'd like a bit of rest every now and again. But it's not that I'm a total dinosaur. I certainly keep in touch with news on the BBC website and our website and the Guardian website, but I found when I got these news feeds coming through to my phone recently, and the red light was just blinking at me all the time, I thought, just shut up. I'm simply not interested in being harassed in this way.
Well,
but anyhow,
on that note,
be unusual.
No, on that note, actually, as far as the old school of journalists and the new school of journalists, would you say there's a very definite divide, isn't it? Is it clear in the newsroom?
Less so than it was.
What was it like before?
Well, certainly, even a few years back, you had those who would sort of, get stories in the traditional manner of sort of, meeting contacts and everything. And then these sort of young tyros coming in, and there was a certain, there was a very real divide, actually, and both sides mocking the other. I suppose what it is the traditionalists have come to embrace online news gathering, rather more, they're rather more open to the idea of it than they used to be.
Mm. Yeah, what would you say to someone that said that data journalism was the future of journalism as a whole?
Yeah, I'd say not exclusively. I think there will always be room for, being able to pick up a story over a conversation or something like that. I don't think that data journalism is going to be exclusively the only form of getting stories. Mm. People do still sort of meet face to face and can sort of,